How can you tell the difference?
I think the lima beans are a little larger than the butter beans. Mm-hmm.
What's a vegetable that's leafy, green?
Cabbage.
Okay, talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several
heads of cabbage.
Okay. Would you ever use the word heads talking about children?
Yes.
How would you use that?
How many heads of kids? You have several heads of children.
Okay. How does that sound?
That doesn't sound right.
What if someone had about 14 children? You said you really had a what of children?
A large group of children.
Did you ever say a castle?
No.
Did you ever hear that word?
No.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
Roasting ear.
And the outside of the ear of corn is called?
The shuck.
Huh?
The outside of the ear of corn is called the shuck.
And the stringy stuff?
It's the silk.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
We call them the shoots or the tassel.
Okay. And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
A pumpkin pie.
Okay. And a little yellow crooked neck vegetable?
Squash. The squash.
What different kinds are there?
It's several kinds, but I don't know the kind of squash because I don't like them.
What do you call a white flat kind?
All I know is a squash, some type of squash.
And something, a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
I call them the devil head. I don't know what they really named.
You ever hear?
Mush?
Yes, uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes, I heard talk of it. He said yes.
What would you call that?
I call the same thing as the devil head.
And what different kinds of melons grow around here?
Melons? Nothing but watermelons, all I know. And this, you know, people raise a few of their own watermelon, but, you know.
Uh-huh. Are there different varieties of watermelons?
Yeah, they call them the Cuban Queen and the Black Diamond.
What's the Cuban Queen look like?
It's a striped watermelon.
Long or round?
It's around, some of them, most of them round, then some kind of long. And the black dolls are big green ones.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of melons besides watermelons?
Mushmelons.
Mm-hmm. What about cantaloupes?
And cantaloupes, yes. Some people breed their own cantaloupes.
What's the difference between mushmelons and cantaloupes?
I can't tell the difference between them, but they say it's a different, but I can't tell the difference.
And something people smoke made out of tobacco would be the long white things, or
cigarettes,
and the big brown
thing. Yep, cigars.
And someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel
obligated to you.
And someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, sure,
I'll do it for you.
They ask you if you're able to, you say,
yes, I'm able.
Okay, or yes, I what do it.
I'll try to do it.
Okay. And if you weren't able to, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I'm just
not able to do it.
When they say, can you? And you say,
no, I can't, because I'm not able.
And if you just refuse to do it, they might say, will you? And you say, no,
I just can't do it.
Or you can, but you refuse to. You say, no,
I will not do it then.
No, I. What's another way of saying will not? No, I
won't do it.
And someone asked you about sundown to do some work. You might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, what, all I'm going to today?
I'm finished my task for the day. I'm not going to do any more.
Okay. Did you ever say I done and worked all I'm going to?
No.
And you tell someone, you're not doing what you
supposed to do.
What's another way of saying that?
You are not doing what you should do.
Okay, or another way of saying should, you're not doing what you
was told to do.
Okay, what about, say if the corn seems a little short, you might say, well, at this time of year, the corn
didn't grow very tall.
Did you ever say it ought to be or belongs to be taller?
Supposed to be taller.
Okay. What about ought?
Ought to be taller.
Uh-huh.
No, I...
You don't use that word much?
No.
You say if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
bad, he was supposed to do.
Or using the word ought, you say, I bet he did something...
He ought not done.
Huh?
He ought not to done.
And a child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
You dare not go to what?
A child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard, but I'll bet you... Did you ever say, I bet you daren't or dasn't?
No.
And you had done something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around and watching you work without offering to help. When you get through, you turn to your friend and say, instead of standing there, you know, you might.